Too much or not enough? I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Opponents of President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan say it's not fair for other taxpayers to pay down other people's debt. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell.
An awful lot of Americans choose not to go to college. And then there are those Americans who borrowed money to pay for school and paid it back. In what way is it fair to those taxpayers?
President Biden.
I will never apologize for helping Americans, working Americans, middle class, especially not to the same folks who voted for a $2 trillion tax cut that mainly benefited the wealthiest Americans and the biggest corporations.
Some Democrats in Congress wanted even more student debt relief than the $10,000 for people making below $125,000 a year. Three American service members are injured in two rocket attacks by suspected Iran-backed militants in Syria.
American forces responding using attack helicopters, with initial assessments finding that two or three of the militants may have been killed in the U.S. response. As Iran's foreign minister is calling the actions, quote, aggression against the people and infrastructure of Syria, top Pentagon officials say the U.S. will continue to take measures necessary to defend its people. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
Uvalde, Texas school police chief Pete Arredondo is fired for his handling of the elementary school shooting there.
Arredondo, who has been on unpaid leave since June, claims he did not know he was the incident commander on the day of the May tragedy, where 19 children and two teachers were killed. State officials and an investigative report fault him for failing to take charge of the scene and not breaching the classroom where the gunman was sooner.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Japan's national police chief says he'll resign, taking responsibility for former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's assassination during a speech last month. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The military is having a hard time recruiting.
The Pentagon said earlier this month they were 15% short of their goal, 150,000 recruits this year. The Air Force had been really struggling, but recruiting service commander Major General Edward Thomas says they were able to make their numbers, barely. He told Fox News his pitch to potential recruits is the military provides opportunity, community, and purpose.
Every morning for the last almost 33 years that I've gotten up and I've laced up my combat boots, I have never once doubted why I do what I do and how much it matters for the nation.
He cited a tight labor market and COVID limiting school recruitment efforts, but others have pointed to fewer recruits being eligible due to health concerns and criminal records. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Stock futures are mixed ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street and a speech by Fed Chairman Jerome Powell tomorrow that could indicate where interest rates are going. A new study shows Pfizer's COVID pill helps seniors fight the effects of COVID, but may not be as effective for younger adults.
Israeli research on the Pfizer pill, Paxlovid, indicates it may have little to no effect on patients between the ages of 40 and 65. Paxlovid, an antiviral medication, is to be taken within 5 days of the onset of symptoms. In tests of more than 100,000 patients, those older than 65 with COVID were more likely to stay out of hospitals. The CDC believes those in younger age groups who have either had the virus or have been vaccinated against it have developed some form of immunity. Nearly 4 million Paxlovid prescriptions have been filled since its authorization. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
To the actor Paul Newman's daughters are suing his charitable foundation, saying their charity is supposed to get $400,000 a year from the profits of the Newman's own line of food and drinks per their late father's instructions. Nell and Susan Kendall Newman say those payments have been cut in half in recent years. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.